It's time to get down to business with $30 a month business internet. WOW Business offers 99.9% network reliability so that you can keep your business moving. $30 a month gets you 30 megabytes per second with 24/7 US-based support, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Lock in our lowest priced offer for the support you need. Go to switchtowellbusiness.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement subject to change. Prices do not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Critical Hit, the Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. You know, we're taking a break from our action to once again go over some of the component things, and Rodrigo had mentioned at the end of the last session that we had picked up a rituals book, and we also found 200 gold worth of ritual components. And really, myself and D&D Brian have the ability to cast rituals, but to be honest, I'm not really sure what rituals are. I mean, I've got some. I've got Animal Messenger, Tensor's Floating Disc, and Comprehend Language. We picked that up from my first experience.
From character creation.
Yeah, from character creation. What are rituals, and why are they of any use, or are they of use?
Rituals are spells, basically spells that are more utilitarian and take longer to cast. Your actual powers, the spells that you as a wizard can cast, are almost entirely geared towards combat, and some of them towards like skill checks.
Okay.
These things will be more sort of plot-based things. You know, Animal Messenger would allow you to get in contact with a member of the party.
Right.
Who is far away. Tensor's Floating Disc would allow you to carry things that you wouldn't otherwise be able to carry.
But at this point, though, we really haven't, or I haven't, experienced anything where I have to carry anything, you know, of much weight. Or I guess my big concern is I'd like to do some things that some of these rituals you can't use in combat. Like, why couldn't I use Tensor's Floating Disc and pick up the beastie and hurl him over and put him over the pit and then remove Tensor's Floating Disc and he falls down into the pit?
Well, because first off, it takes like 10 minutes to cast.
Ah, okay. So that's one thing we have to remember.
So that's one
rituals.
Thing. And the other one is that I think specifically Tensor's Floating Disc, all it can do is actually follow you around.
Ah, okay. Well, so, that would certainly put a cramp in what I'm trying to do.
They are specifically written to not be usable in combat.
And which brings me up to some of the ones that I'm looking at picking up. Unseen Servant. Mm-hmm. This is a medium unseen servant of invisible force. It obeys your command, moves at your speed, can lift up to 100 pounds, which isn't really that great, and performs basic functions and repetitive tasks such as cleaning, making camp, and moving, holding, or carrying objects. He never tires, or it never tires. It can't move more than 20 squares from your space. It does not occupy any space and cannot attack or be attacked, which is kind of a shame because we talked about this, I think, in another episode, where it should be nice to have a familiar or something that I can say, you attack, go beat up on that while I'm over here doing arcane powers. But, you know, that's, you know, you have to follow a different path to do those kinds of things, right?
No, you can do it.
Oh, okay.
We talked about it. What you didn't like about it is that you have to eat up your own actions.
Yeah, yeah.
It to control your summoned.
Well,
critter.
Okay, so Rob, maybe you can answer me this question then. Rodrigo had said that we have 890 gold pieces, 200 gold worth of ritual components. How do I know when I look at this, when I look at Unseen Servants? It says component cost is 20 gold plus a focus worth of at least 25 gold. And then it says market price, 50 gold. What does that mean?
The market price is what you initially pay to actually learn and be able to cast the Unseen Servant from now until whenever.
Okay. So does it cost me that each time? The market price? Does it cost me that each time?
The one-time price.
Okay.
Then you need to get
to learn it.
Okay.
then you need to get a focus worth 25 gold. You probably already have something along those lines on your character. A lot of casters do that. You might actually be able to focus through possibly your wand even.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then the component cost is how much you actually have to spend each time you cast
the spell?
The ritual.
The ritual. So this one says it takes 10 minutes. Does that mean that the unseen servant would only be around for 10 minutes, or that's how long the casting time is?
That is how long the casting time is.
There should be a duration.
Duration, until your next extended rest or until you dismiss the servant. So he'll stick around even in combat. Mm-hmm. He's just kind of sitting over there going, yay, master.
Or, still carrying that bucket that you told it to carry.
Let me say this. He can't attack or be attacked, but let's say he's carrying a bucket of water, mm-hmm. and we're being attacked by some flame demons. Mm-hmm. Could I order him to throw the bucket of water into this area, which may or may not occupy a flaming demon?
Sure.
And would that water put him out then?
Probably not. I'm guessing if you're actually fighting flaming demons.
Curse that dungeon master.
A little bucket of water is not going to do anything. That said, there's probably some creative uses for him. If you know that somebody's going to be coming through, you can be like, you, unseen servant, grab this shovel, which incidentally, you guys have a shovel in your inventory.
Okay.
Torque got one a while back.
Okay.
You there, unseen servant, dig me a trench. And then if you know that some bad guys are going to be coming through here that you're going to want to jump, now you have a trench that you can use to your advantage.
Okay. All right. So we could actually have an unseen servant carrying around our handy haversack.
Sure.
Oh, wait. That holds 1,000 pounds. He can only carry 1,000 pounds.
Yeah. It holds 1,000 pounds, but it only weighs 10 pounds.
Ah, okay.
Or maybe even less.
Okay. So Rodrigo, are some rituals that might be good? I'm looking here. We've got Animal Messenger I've already got. Comprehend Language we've already got. Mm-hmm. Gentle Repose, which is a healing spell.
Yeah.
Now, would that take away, the healing surges that we use
no.
after
Gentle
combat?
Repose, what Gentle Repose does is if somebody dies, mm-hmm. it preserves their body.
Ah, okay.
So that then you can get to somebody who can cast the much higher level ritual, Raise Dead, and bring him back from the dead.
All right. We've got Make Whole, which takes something that would fit into a 20-foot by 20-foot area and makes it whole again.
That's right. And
breaks.
Randus has that one. He's used it before.
All right. We've got Secret Page, which I think, if I read correctly, is a hidden page mm-hmm. in my ritual book that I can fill up with some other stuff. Silence.
Silence is a good one. If you're playing in kind of urban settings mm-hmm. and things like that, it allows you to essentially make an area in which the sound that you make won't escape, so nobody can listen in on you.
Okay. So it's a cone of silence?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Endure Elements, which I think allows a flame to go on even if it's raining.
I think so.
Okay. Eye of Alarm, Water Walk. Those are about the ones that you said I could use, and that's out of the player's handbook. That's page 301 for people that are following along. And then in the rituals book, we're up to page 153, and we're looking at Purify Water,
power.
Unseen Serve. Oh, yeah, this is in the Arcane Power. Lower Water, which just forces water down into the gold and into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Why would you use something like that?
To cross a river.
Oh, okay.
So that you don't have to ford it and your oxen don't die.
Okay, well, see, that's a good... Okay, see, these things I'm thinking about, how is this going to be useful to me mm-hmm. in the party, but then I don't think about things like crossing a river or something like that.
You're starting out, and as we've established approximately 17,000 times, you come from World of Warcraft.
Right.
It's your closest experience to it. So, you tend to think in terms of combat.
Right.
There's a lot more to this game than combat.
Yeah.
Granted, it's basically the focus of it.
Right.
But you always have an ability to say, hey, can I try this crazy thing? And the worst thing that can happen is me saying no.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the time, I'm going to let you do it.
Okay. I think what I'm going to use...
Worst things can happen.
Now, do I need to talk with the rest of the party about spending these?
No, you might want to talk out of character to the other players. I would allow you to do that. Sometimes in certain games, it's good to keep the other players in the dark. For this game, since it's very tactical, not so much. You can talk to the other players about what rituals everybody has so that you're not doubling up necessarily.
Sure.
Or,
well, I was thinking because, we have a collective gold and we haven't split gold up. Since we have this bank of gold, 890, I would like to spend apparently I have to spend 75 gold to learn Unseen Servant.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably another one that looks like it could probably be useful is Purify Water.
Mm-hmm.
And probably Make Whole, I could think of as being something important.
Yeah. Randa's already has Make Whole.
Oh, okay. Though. All right. So we don't have to worry about that. And that'd be a waste of gold. So do you guys have any problem with me spending 75 gold for an Unseen Servant and another 50 gold for Purify Water?
Sounds good to me.
All right, because I think if everybody got thirsty, that could be helpful, or if I mm-hmm. wanted to save a town of something, that would be useful.
Yep.
So I've got Unseen Servant and Purify Water. And I'm going to deduct 125 gold pieces from our bank, funds. Which brings us down to 765 gold pieces.
Right.
And now, is that rich or not? Because in World of Warcraft,
that is
765 is, you know, you're starting to be okay, and especially at a level 2, which we're at right now,
well,
would certainly be a lot of money.
In this setting that you guys are playing in now, you can stay at an inn for like 7 days and eat every night for one gold piece.
Wow. Okay. That's a good market economy in this.
Absolutely. Adventurers get rich quick. It's kind of what happens. Since you don't really have... I'm not really giving you guys an actual opportunity to buy magic items.
Mm-hmm.
You don't necessarily factor that in to the thing. But if you look at the prices of magic items, they're very expensive.
They are expensive.
So,
what about like any... I knew... Rob's character kind of has his own daggers and has made his own dagger, but, you know, one of the things that we had talked about was me learning leather...
picking up a leather proficiency.
Leather proficiency, so that I could buy armor. Mm-hmm. At what point in the game, I mean, we haven't talked about this, at what point in the game do we stop at a... or do we have the ability to stop at a shop and say, hello, leather merchant, please outfit me in the leather goods.
You're in Diamond Throne now. You okay. had some time. So
did I make it to Diamond Throne?
Yeah. Remember?
Yeah,
you met a crazy man.
Yeah, he told us about a
in
balloon.
In a crazy shop.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yep. Which might hopefully come into play in this next game. You guys will have to tune in and listen to find out.
Some man about a thing.
Yep. Thing and a thing. All right. So we could, if we need to buy other things, we could do that. But.
Yeah.
As a dungeon master, do you feel like we are properly equipped, or do you think we need to...
I think so. I think you...
I mean, I've got a long sword, and I've got the quarterstaff.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a flame sword and a wand. I mean, we've got some pretty good items. Yeah. I think I do.
Mm-hmm.
A flaming sword is pretty good, even though it's only a level 1 flaming sword.
No, it's a plus 1 flaming sword. That doesn't mean it's a level 1
oh,
item.
Oh, okay. All right. How do we find out what level these items are? Do we have to have our own...
I guess for your sword, I can tell you. It doesn't, within the context of the game,
mm-hmm.
like Aurum doesn't say, this is a level 4 magic item.
Right, right,
there's
right.
No, such
no,
thing
no, it's not, that
game.
Way in World of Warcraft either. But I mean, you know, you start looking at something and you're like, wow, this sword is obviously more powerful than the other sword.
Yeah.
I mean,
actually, your flaming weapon is a level 5 magic item.
Oh, okay. And is there... As we continue to talk, because we've got a few more minutes before we end this episode, and I know everybody's going to be mad because this week's episode is really, really short. But,
well, let me ask Brian here real quick. Are you picking up any rituals or formulas?
I don't know. The anti-venom formula could be potentially useful.
Mm-hmm.
That was the main one I was thinking of.
Does that helps with saving throws against poison?
Yeah,
or what does it do?
I don't remember.
Don't remember.
Again,
well, it's a good
book?
Thing. It's
you
a good thing you
book?
Came prepared. No, he needs this book.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Apparently, my Adventurer's Vault and Eberron's campaign guide didn't make it over here. That's the problem.
Yeah, I think Noodles
copies.
Has it.
I've got copies if people need it. So, okay, so let me ask you this though, Rodrigo.
Mm-hmm.
In World of Warcraft, and again, I know a lot of our listeners have been playing World of Warcraft. Some of them used to play other versions of Dungeons and Dragons. Is there ever a cap that says, "You there, level 1"? You cannot comprehend the magnitude of this great level 25 flame sword. Therefore,
no.
You cannot use it.
No, if somehow your puny little adventurer gets a hold of a level 20 item, he can use it.
Oh, okay. All right, because you can't do that in World of Warcraft. You just find this thing that says you have it, but you can't use it.
And the reason for that is that there's a computer that, you know, thinks pretty well and is pretty advanced, but there's ways around that.
Right.
Whereas in a game that an actual person is running, there's a lot of control as to whether you can actually end up with, you know, like, as far as I know, there are no actual level 20 magic items in the universe okay. in this game.
All right. But I mean, something that, you know, is, I think it's like 5 levels above you, you can't use. Yeah.
Well,
same way with weapons and, or that's weapons, armor, magic items, those things that if they're too far above you and you're not up to that level yet, you can't use them.
You guys can use anything that you get a hold of. In fact, I think your magic backpack is like a level 10 magic item.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So,
okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, this week, everyone, we kind of had a short episode. It's only 15 minutes, but hopefully it's whetting your appetite to find out what happens to the adventurers when they get back to the castle and meet the king. So we will leave it there for this time. I know, disappointment all around. But we will have another episode just around the corner for you.